Hello from sunny, warm Basque Country. Well, it's been an interesting weekend for sure. I won't give much more on the swollen face incident. You saw the pictures, and I'm definitely better now. You can understand me. And the swelling is down very much. And there's just a little bit around the jaws. I went to the doctor this morning, and yeah, I will be doing some tests to see exactly what it was. Most likely an insect bite as I was running, something small probably in my mouth. And 10 minutes later or so, as I was going down the hill, down the mountain on the other side, I felt my mouth starting to sort of, what do you say, tickle, or, well, I don't know, a slight soreness, just a weird feeling up front, the bottom teeth, and it just got worse and worse. And then all of a sudden I realized my whole face is swelling up. So anyway, ended up VR and was treated very, very well there. An ambulance was on standby for a while in case I needed to go to the hospital, the big hospital. So anyway, what I'll be having some studies taken probably next month, and to find out exactly what the allergy is. I had an incident years ago where a little bee stung my foot while I was running, and it swelled up, and it looked really bad for over a week. So I knew there was something there. Anyway, so we'll figure that out. But meanwhile, Lord willing, tomorrow or the next day, I hope to take a little package for each of the three who helped me. A young nurse, and then an older nurse, and then the doctor, and give them a chocolate and a couple of gospel books. And so that'll be a good opportunity. They were all very, very friendly, very professional, very concerned, and just kept asking me continually how I felt, how I was breathing, whatever. They did an echocardiogram, I don't know how you say that in English, and shots and medicines, IV and blood pressure, and yeah. Okay, so other than that, let me see. Mimi's in the next room. She has her English classes, of course, and before Easter, every year, the entire class in English is giving the gospel and the Easter story. So she has this thing she drew, and I've been hearing bits and pieces of it every time I go by the door for the last few days. So they all get a very, very clear gospel presentation. All the young, well, children, and there a lot of them are juniors or young teenagers. Our institute on Saturday went very, very well. If you see on the pictures, we was the first time we used two monitors instead of the high up screen, and everybody seemed to enjoy it well. It was a good picture, and the topic, of course, was prophecy, and we enjoyed it thoroughly. It's a very fascinating subject, and we just had a great day, 5 hours of it, and had a lot of good comments. And coworkers were helping, especially the kitchen ladies and all of that. So it was just another wonderful institute day. David helped by starting up each of the sessions because I was actually doing the teaching. So anyway, that was good. Sunday was Father's Day here in Spain. So the children's class had a program, and then we also had a chocolate bar and a Father's Day bookmark for each of the fathers who were in the service. And there were a couple of visitors. Yeah, so it was we had a nice surprise for them. In the track hole project, we just heard of another gift coming in, and so that the amount at this point is over 20,000, and so we're gonna continue to pray for it and ask God to provide whatever He wants us to have, so that when we start actually looking for one in June, probably, that we can get a fairly nice machine. So thank you for praying with us on that, and some of you even helping out with the project financially. Appreciate that. Information is on the website, countingstars.org, or just write me and ask. We are now looking at an apologetics retreat in 3 weeks, Easter week. And yeah, there's a lot to prepare there. It'll be start on Thursday afternoon, late afternoon, and Saturday at lunch. And we pack in about 7 sessions on just different areas of apologetics, just strengthening the faith of those who come in a secular, very secular society, and really an anti-God, anti-Bible society. So we're preparing just from different angles. I'll be doing some teaching. Mike will teach some. David and Danny will each have a session. Another missionary coming in. And all of our co-workers, one way or the other. So that's going to be, we've got a lot of work to do for that. And then finally, I'd like to pray for one of our young ladies. I'll just say her name for now, Miss O, starts with an O. She's in the hospital system, has a good job as far as jobs go here. She studied a lot and got into the hospital system. She's a nurse, and she was recently moved into more of an administrative position, or in the offices at least. And then we found out, you know, just a few weeks ago that she was away from work. She was on a leave of absence, a medical kind of leave of absence, but really a psychological one. And turns out she's been under incredible pressure from secular workforce in there. She deals with complaints that come in from people and customers or patients, I guess would be the word. And she is always pressured to lie, to deceive, to cheat. And I mean, it was just driving her nuts with her conscience. And she was beginning to show tremendous symptoms. She was sick. She was stressed out. And she went and had some studies and analysis. And they said, man, what is going on? You got to quit. You got to take a break. So she's taking a break. And so she was over this morning with her dad, and they were eating breakfast with us and whatnot. And so we talked to her, and I said, you know, that's a crisis of ethics. You know, it's a crisis of, it's a moment of faith. I said, it's all over the Bible. Joseph, in a secular environment, had to make some decisions. It was always either God or the world's way. David, the same thing. You know, everybody's running. And he said, I'm not running from that giant, you know. And then tempted to kill Saul, and no, he had a crisis of faith moment in ethics there. What is the right thing to do? And I'm going to do it no matter what anybody else says. And of course, Daniel is a classic example. And later Peter, you know, who are we going to obey? You or God, you know? And so we just went down the line and showed her how that it goes back as far as history, as far as people believed and obeyed God. They faced really watershed moments when everything was on the line. Either do it God's way, even though it looks like your job, you might be putting your job at risk, or do it the world's way, you know. And what are the two consequences of going either right or left, so to speak? And then Mimi walked up with her. Anyway, we think it was a very, very good thing for her, and she's making some serious decisions. So pray for her as she does that, because, yeah, I mean, she's going against everybody, and she could use your prayers. Okay, for the closing media, I'll show you a picture of the mountain as I drove up on Saturday morning early to start up things for the intensive institute. That's what the Aizkorri Mountain looked like, beautiful with a cloud on it. And then I'll show you a picture, send a picture of the our institute group on the porch there that the Brian group built, taken there from the drone. And then a picture of the Equatorial Guinea group that did the institute with us online, live on YouTube. And there were six or seven of them with that who earned their certificates for doing the homework and all of that. So that was a blast. They've been with us now for like the last six institutes, I think. And then a picture of the fathers on Sunday. So I'll wrap it up with that. Thank you very much for listening, for praying, and yeah, God bless you. Have a great week.